Nirvana, Bad Religion, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're just some of the bigger names among many that cite Fugazi as an influence. But that just scratches the surface. Even businesses in Bloomington Normal are named after Fugazi songs, including Night Shop, where the Mesthetics play tonight, and Waiting Room Records in Normal, which owner Jared Elkhorn named after this song from Fugazi's debut album. Fugazi veteran and now Mesthetics drummer Brendan Canty says he is humbled by the accolades, but said Fugazi's initial aspirations were to just stay together.
We had spent a lot of time playing in bands where people would just, split and go off to college or whatever. And that, you know, Ian was in Minor Threat and we were in, Guy and I were in Rites of Spring. So initially, at about 19 or 20 years old, which is how old I was when Fugazi started, you know, I wanted to play. I wanted to take it seriously. I wanted to get in the van and play every night of the year somewhere in the world. And that was, I think, the ultimate driving force behind most of the band was the functionality of it. And like, we all want to do this. We all want to be on the road. We want to play, you know, seriously and hard and put the work in that needs to happen.
And as you mentioned, it was around the time Nirvana hit, who also had been a big influence on that band as well. But it took 5 or 6, 7 years for you to actually get noticed by the record labels. And at that time, you were working on this this punk, funk, jazzy or avant-garde thing that wasn't mainstream, but they started looking back and going, maybe there is something here. Were you guys hip to that you thought you were onto something by the time they found you?
We never really changed our motivating principles, which was like basically keep challenging ourselves. And we didn't have, like I said, we didn't have like enormous aspirations besides getting on the stage and trying to play as hard as we could. You know, I mean, we're really the number one goal every day is to get on the stage and play to your best ability.
I want to get to the Mesthetics in just a second here, Brendan, I promise. But I we have to address the fact that there are two businesses here in Bloomington Normal that are named after Fugazi songs. This is the kind of influence that band had. Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, named after the song on your very first album, right? And yeah. And Night Shop, the place you're going to be playing, also named after a Fugazi song. Let me ask it this way. When you're in the band, were you aware of the influence you guys were having at the time, or when did that happen, and what were you feeling at it all?
I think it's part of human nature never to feel like you've arrived somewhere. So I never really felt at the time that we had arrived anywhere per se. We were just basically nose to the grindstone, fingers in the dirt, like all the time.
But the influence you were having on other people, were you sensing that at any point?
Well, people were showing up for sure. I mean, we were selling, you know, 250,000 records a pop, you know, and it was, so people were buying the records and, you know, people were coming out of the shows were getting bigger in certain places, but we were also, you know, we were together for 15 years, and so we were constantly trying to book tours that we would play. Yes, we would play 3 nights in New York, but then we'd also play in Hoboken for 200 people, or we'd play in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or you have to get from one place to another, and you're always playing kind of smaller, out-of-the-way places. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're well-known or famous for the right reasons, which I appreciate, and I know I talk to people every night at Mesthetics shows where they tell me that they've been influenced by us. So I'm not going to call them liars. I really appreciate all the kind words. Just for the sake of humility, like, I'm really honestly trying to keep my sanity. To say, like, I really appreciate when people say that. I love it, and it really means the world to me.
The name of the song is Night Shop. It's a Fugazi song, and we're speaking with one of the founding members, the drummer Brendan Canty, here on GLT Sound Ideas. who is in town to play Night Shop in downtown Bloomington with his new band, The Mesthetics. And this is a much different band. This is a trio. You don't have a lead singer. You don't have a singer, period. And you're teamed with your former Fugazi member, Joe Lally, the bass player. And you're rounded out by guitarist Anthony Pirog as well. First of all, it's been a while. Has it been a while since you played with Joe? And what is the chemistry like between the two of you now in this new setting?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's been like finding a long-lost limb.
Yeah,
he's just a fantastic bass player, number one. He was over in Rome for the last 8 years. So when he moved back, we started playing almost immediately here and there, mostly on his stuff, which is a little quieter. And then I was listening to some of the things that he had brought back with him from Italy that he'd been writing, and he'd been playing with some more, you know, some more out there jazzos. And so I said, oh, well, I know this guy who I've been, you know, the Anthony, who I've been going to see and who I was a huge fan of. And I said, well, let's go see if we can get him in and play with him a little bit. And as soon as Anthony came in to play with us, it just really clicked almost immediately.
In Fugazi, you and Joe were the rhythm section behind a couple of singers and guitarists, and now you're the rhythm section for a single guitar player. What's different about writing songs where you're not writing vocals? Are you writing the songs as well?
Yeah, we're bringing stuff in. Both Joe and I are bringing some stuff in, but Anthony is really kind of a bit of a genius, I have to say, and he has so many great ideas. He's bringing in a lot of it. The lion's share of the initial push of the record was from him. So it's I'll tell you how it's different in that we can talk about something and bring it to fruition within, you know, we can talk about it on the way to a show and try it out that night. And we can also we can write headers and come up with more vague ideas and just throw them out there live. So it's much more from the hip. You know, and
are you improvising a lot when you're playing
right,
with the Mesthetics?
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of improvising. You know, it's faster and it's I liken it to trying to read the license plate of a car that's about to hit you. Like you're just constantly.
There's an analogy. Like,
you're just constantly like trying to read it. You know, and that happens over and over again. Or catching baseballs in a batting cage, like those two things. Like there's just stuff coming at you all the time, and so you're just trying to keep your ears open, keep your head open, trying to create this like the sound, this collective sound out of material that's coming at you constantly.
So when you're playing or playing live, are you quoting any Fugazi songs while you're on stage?
No, we're not quoting any Fugazi songs. We quote a little Ornette Coleman and some Sonny Chirac, but we don't, you know.
Well, then maybe that dovetails into my final question I want to ask you. What musical satisfaction are you getting out of playing with the Mesthetics?
Well, it's just been incredibly reinvigorating. You know, to be out there and to feel completely challenged and playing to the toppest of my abilities anyways, to feel like I'm getting better as a musician every night, and to be playing with somebody, the two guys who are as insanely talented as them, and to also know that they're like lovely people who are doing it for all the right reasons, and to feel like we're growing this thing together organically from scratch. And that we're making challenging music and trying to make instrumental music. It's all really, those are all difficult and interesting things and challenging. And if there's one thing I've learned is that if you're not challenged, then you're not doing anything.